News Radio WFLA.
And online at WFLANews.com.
Good morning. It's AM Tampa Bay as we're joined by our favorite philomath and factotum, and that would be Felix Vega. And you don't have your Rays shirt on.
No, I wore my Rays shirt yesterday, and when I went home to walk my dog, it was pouring rain. They went home again, walked them, and I was sweat through it, so I'll have to throw it in the washer tonight.
Save it for the World Series.
You need to get another shirt.
Well, you got one on, Jack. Hand it over.
Yeah, I've got about 15 of them.
Spread the love.
Hey, by the way, one thing I want to do, or a couple of things here before we get to what you want to talk about, but the latest coronavirus death numbers in the Bay Area, which are in the paper every morning, and these aren't necessarily dying from coronavirus, but they had it when they died of something else,
right?
Maybe. And one mystery on it, but anyway, Polk, they had a total of 7. That's down from 19 the 2 days before. Polk County the most at 3, and then one each in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Hernando, and Pasco. None in, Manatee County had none, and then Polk had 3, but 7 total. The other thing, we haven't plugged our website this morning, and Natalie's put some really funny stuff on there. You're going to love this one. A teenager who has a rotary phone and has no idea how to use it.
There's also a grandma that's trying to tell her how to use it, and she gets upset and ends up on the smartphone. It's really funny.
I know. She's picking it up, got it upside down, doesn't know how to call. And
I think I could use a rotary phone, but I can't say definitively. I think I understand the I get the concept. So, like, once you get to the number, do you just let go and let it go back to 0 before you get to the next number?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hit one, let it go, hit the other one.
Oh,
it's actually
a long
fun.
Time. No.
I remember in Timberville, we didn't even have rotary phones. I mean, we just had Hello Operator and all that. In fact, my mom worked as an operator in a phone company. In my hometown, yeah.
You think my grandmother worked for New Jersey Bell. She was an operator up there, yeah.
Do you think anyone's hooked up with the operator that they got connected to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That used to happen?
Yes, indeed. They had a lot of good-looking women that worked in those things.
Ooh.
But then they, you know, you pick up the phone and you wait, operator, give me so-and-so. And when I was in Timberville, we were on a party line, us and the people next door. You pick up the phone. It was 92R and 92 some other letter they had.
Dial those numbers now.
Yeah, 92R. But I remember you pick it up and they're talking on the phone. You had to put it back down, wait till they finish, and then you keep picking it up until you could call somebody.
Phone operator, the original Tinder.
Well, and they used to have like parties. I remember my mom had a baking pan, and etched in the side of it was party line. And one time I asked her, I'm like, why is the party line on the brownie tin? And she's like, well, we would do the party line on like Friday nights or something. We'd go over to someone's house and we'd have literally a party, and everyone would get on the phone together in like different rooms. And I'm like, she was telling me the story is like 30 years ago. So it's funny that you brought it up again.
Weird times. Want to get to a Supreme Court ruling from yesterday.
Wait, let me just real quickly, one other thing you got to check out here, and that's musicians who are posing with pictures of their much younger selves. That's fascinating, too. If you like music and musicians, you're going to love that one, too. WFLANews.com/AMTB.
When we come back, we'll...
It's 8:52 on AM Tampa Bay on a Tuesday morning. Felix Vega, what's up this morning?
Well, I got an interesting story that came out last night from the Supreme Court of the United States regarding absentee balloting and voting in Pennsylvania. The court split 4-4 because, of course, we're missing a justice right now due to the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As we wait for the nomination vote to come for Amy Coney Barrett. So what the court decided, with Chief Justice, once again, John Roberts, breaking with the court's liberal justices, that they are going to allow ballots, mail-in ballots, be counted that are received up to 3 days after the election in Pennsylvania. So that's an interesting decision from the court. It's one that's coming up in a lot of different states because people that are mailing, the states have their own rules about do they need to be in the elections office on election day, to maybe postmarked by election day. So every state is different. This is one that is really kind of expanding how many votes can be counted received after election day and still count towards the tally. So, for example, Pennsylvania, if there's not a clear winner on election night, then you're going to see those ballots being counted for at least 3 days afterwards and probably longer.
Here's my question. How come you don't – these people that are complaining about this and want it extended, you have plenty of time. If you stopped complaining and just sent in your ballot, you'd be fine. This wouldn't be an issue.
Right, and that's been kind of my argument all along is like why – you know, take advantage of early voting. That's why I've been pushing, you know, kind of – I don't care what party you vote for, but you know, do absentee balloting, do mail-in voting, drop your mail-in ballot off at your polling location, go vote early in person. You have now.
It's like they're waiting just for the controversy.
It's an odd concept even in this day and age, and I don't know if it's going to become a problem, but they have cleared the way for it to be resolved already if it does become a problem. And again, John Roberts has broken with the conservative bloc of the court several times this year on several different issues, including the president's tax returns, on immigration, on a wide variety of issues, signaling that he's kind of trying to keep some sort of balance on the court until it goes to potentially a 6-3 majority with the confirmation of Judge Barrett. So it's one of those things where, you know, is this going to be, if anything happens up until the election that they need to decide, because remember, if she's confirmed, she's not going to be on the court until probably sometime after election day.
Yeah.
So if we go into these election battles, the legal battles that may come up because of election day, then it's going to be, which way are they going to go on some of these issues?
Unfortunately, this is the main reason why, even though I still don't think it's right, and I would like to have seen Amy Coney Barrett confirmation wait till after the election, this is a perfect example of why you need to make that confirmation beforehand, because if it does come up to the courts, you have 4-4 potentially.
Right, and so what we saw in 2000 when the election went to the Supreme Court, you had a 5-4 decision on whether or not George W. Bush won, the ballot counting that kind of happened here in Florida with the hanging chads and all that issue. And one of my friends was telling me a funny story last night. She went to go vote and she was coloring in the little circle on the ballot, and she almost went all the way through the paper. And I'm like, great, you're going to create the first hanging chad of the 21st century by scribbling too hard on your ballot. So it'll be interesting to see how the cases that come up. One is going to be, is there a decisive victory one way or the other on election night? Then we go into the mail-in voting, because a lot of the states, remember, they can count the mail-in votes before election night. So you'll see, you know, if you watch, you know, any of the networks when they have their big magic walls and you see the numbers start to come in, that's what you're going to see first is the absentee ballots coming in. Then you'll get to the same day voting numbers from election night, and then you'll go into overseas ballots and provisional ballots that need to be counted. So a lot's going to depend on what information we have by election night or in the couple of days afterwards.
Of course, if you get late mail-in votings and everything in a real close election, it could be, well, we got to wait until we get these
exactly.
counted. It's going to be 3 days after November 3rd before we know who won the election.
At least in Pennsylvania. And we know that the president, one of the swing states that he wants to pick up again is Pennsylvania, because if he doesn't win Michigan and Wisconsin again, then he's got to, you know, risk losing potentially Florida. It's not that magic electoral wall that he would like, even if he loses a popular vote again. So that's why Pennsylvania is becoming so important in this election, because that's one of the states that he flipped in 2016 that Vice President Joe Biden's trying to take back, and that's going to be his blue wall to get the Electoral College victory that he wants, but in a much more decisive manner.
So we'll find out in January who our next president is.
I'd say December.
After the inauguration.
Based on 2020, I'm going to go off of my historical predictions.
Oh, man, that is going to be something. You know, the whole thing about the this thing with, well, nobody is bringing anything up about Biden. I mean, he's getting away with, well, I was going to say murder. He's getting away with robbery here the whole way. Nobody asks him, and when he doesn't respond, they just let it go.
Well, we'll see on what happens on Thursday night during the debate, because I think the president is going to use that as one of his talking points. He's made it a feature of his rallies that I've been watching during the past couple of days. So I think that's where you're going to see, you know, is that his final salvo towards Biden? Is what about Hunter and this, that, and the other thing? Because he brought it up during the last debate, but kind of in the wrong context of, you know, Hunter Biden being a drug addict and this, that, and the other thing. And Biden kind of turned it around on him to some degree, saying, you know, my son had a problem, and it played to his advantage potentially with, you know, suburban women voters and people that would have someone that they knew that had a drug addiction problem. But this time I think he can be more specific. But then again, the other issue is, do people care? That's the thing that I want to see. Is it going to move the needle like the Hillary Clinton email scandal did with WikiLeaks back in 2016? Or is this just more noise in the wind tunnel because people are more concerned about the coronavirus response, and now the president's going on the attack against Dr. Fauci and the health experts? So yeah, what's going to be more important?
I don't quite understand that, but at least he didn't fire him.
Well, as you said, he's been there 500 years, so.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, this guy has done so much. We've known it for so long, and all of a sudden now it's not being carried on any of the networks or any of the papers or anything. It hadn't been mentioned by the Tampa Bay Times for sure, but.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Anyway, we're going to have to, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 on. You're going to be here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you tomorrow morning at 5 on AM Tampa Bay.